Now the how about fall's chicken?
Oh, chicken, chicken, chicken.
And now to get horses ready for driving, you say you have to.
Bring it up.
All right. Or you might say I have to what the horses. You know, you're gonna put the stuff on.
Yeah, the gear.
Okay. So you say I'm gonna gear the
horses.
And now would that be for driving or plowing?
Yeah, for driving or plowing either one.
Alright. And the things you hold when you're driving?
That's
the
line. The stick line.
Okay. And how about when you're riding a horseback?
That's the bridle line.
Alright, and the things you put your feet in.
That's the third of it.
Now when you have two horses plowing, you're plowing with two horses or mules, what do you call the one on that walks in the furrow?
Now that I don't know.
Or the one that's on your left, when you're facing the horse.
That I don't know.
Well, you ever use the term either a lead horse or a...
Yeah, I hear them call them a lead horse, but as for that, I don't know.
Okay. Okay. And the things, the traces cut by the plow are called things that the plow digs.
The burn.
Yeah. If you're talking about wheat, you say we raise the big...
Crop of wheat.
Yeah. And to remove the shrubs and trees from the land, you say you're going to...
Grub them up.
Oh, now that would be tearing up the root. What if you're just going to level it off? You're just going to take off the...
Chop them back.
But if you're just doing that to a field, you say you're not saying you're grubbing the field, but you say you're...
Chopping
back. Well, I mean, would you ever use the term clearing the land, just leveling it without taking up the...
Yeah.
So that, would you say that would be good?
Clearing it.
Okay. And then if you you plan to say that you cut the clover or grass the first time, and then it came up again. What would you call that?
You can play the second time.
But what if you hadn't even planted it? What if there's a crop that you hadn't even planted that just came up?
You put it anyway.
Yeah.
I've seen them mowing many a time, old hay off of it that way.
Well, I just wondered, would you call that a second cutting tool, or would you call that a volunteer?
Second cut.
What is a volunteer crop?
That's just a volunteer crop that comes up that you don't plant.
Now that could be anything.
Yeah, anything. Mm-hmm.
And you talked about wheat, and you said you call that a bundle that you tie.
Yeah, a bundle.
And then you put those together into a shock.
Yeah.
Now, what when you did that, if you put 10 down here, or 8 or 10, and then you broke two over the top.
Yeah, over the top.
What did you call those two you put over the top?
The cap.
Okay. And did you raise oats?
Yeah, we raised the several crops of oats.
And what do you have to do with the oats?
We just always put them in the barn and bed.
You have to break them?
We didn't have to. We'd always take pitchforks. We used to have pitchforks, but you load them on the wagon and it's all them in loose to the barn.
Okay. I wanted to ask you, we were talking before about bread. I wish you'd just tell me about some of the different kinds of bread that you used to make or that your mother used to make.
Cornbread, what we call wheat bread, and most of them call it biscuit bread, but we used to call it wheat bread.
Now, the wheat bread, would you put that in a cornbread? Did you call that a pone?
Yeah, I call them corn pone.
Was there anything you called it corn dodger?
Yeah, corn dodger, they called it
corn. Was a corn dodger the same thing
as a corn pone?
And then did you ever make any kind of cornbread in the ashes with a fire?
Yeah.
What did you call that?
Well, now I can't tell you what they call that now. But I've seen it done, and I've seen it made.
They were ash bread or ash cake?
Yeah, I've seen it made, but now I can't tell you.
Okay. And then you mentioned hoe cakes before. Things that they make now, and more often than hoe cakes, are these things that they have for breakfast they use.
That's flapjack.
Yeah.
What they call a
flapjack. You ever call it anything else?
No.
Okay. And then this has you fry these in deep fat and they're round about this big round of a hole in the middle.
That's flitters. That's what they call flitters. Uh-huh. No, you're talking about donuts, right?
Okay, what's the difference between a flitter and a donut?